The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter number 22 and verse 39. Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives, as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow. Then he said to them, "Why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation." Glory be to God. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he finished his mission on the earth in the Garden of Gethsemane. That was the end of his story as a servant of God. But what about the beginning? In the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, he says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." But this is not the beginning of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the beginning of our story. But in the book of St. John, the first verse, and the first chapter and the first verse, in the beginning, that's completely different from that beginning. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, and the Logos was with God. And the Logos was God. He was in the beginning with God. This beginning is the beginning which has no beginning. God is one in essence. God is one in glory. But he is three persons, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And this is the mystery of God. And no one can reach this mystery except to whom that God chose and reveal himself to them. An eternal life is an invitation from God to those to enter in the circle of Trinity, in the life of the Trinity. So, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse number 26, he said, "Then God," and in Hebrew it's Elohim, "said, let us make man in our image." He said our, not my image, in our image, "according to our likeness." Verse number 27, the same chapter. "So God," Elohim, the Trinity, "created man in his own image." The Trinity, the Holy Trinity created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. So the fathers of the church said something very nice. They said, God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, because he knew before all ages that he will create the man and he will give him all freedom and he will choose to disobey God, and that will cost God the Father to give his Son. So God, before all ages, created Adam in the image that one day he will incarnate in this image. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created man. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 2, and verse number 8, the Lord loved his son Adam. And he created a special garden for Adam. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasing to the sight and good for food. Please be careful in these verses. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So God created the garden, and he placed Adam in the garden, and he planted many trees in that garden. Especially, he planted two trees, and he planted these two trees in the midst of the garden. One is the tree of life, and the other is the tree of knowledge. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, verse number 15 and 16, from chapter 2 from the book of Genesis. Be careful. This is a mystery. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Again, then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. But, number 17, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Again, God planted the garden. We are now answering the question why the Lord Jesus Christ chose the garden to finish his mission in that garden. Because God created Adam and Eve, and firstly created Adam, and he put Adam in the garden, in the paradise. And he planted many trees, and he, in the midst of that garden, he put two trees, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge. And he asked Adam, When we ask anyone what was the command of God, he will say, don't eat from the knowledge. But that is not true. God said, eat. Eat from every tree. Especially, I want you to eat from the tree of life. God himself did not prevent Adam to eat from the tree of life. He said, eat. He directed Adam to eat from the tree of life. That is my desire. Eat from every tree. But please don't eat from the tree of knowledge. But Adam chose to eat from the tree of knowledge. And he neglected completely the tree of life. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Adam, his name was man. And God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Adam, when the Lord want to make a helper to Adam, he made Adam to sleep. When he slept, he opened his sight and he took a rib from him. And when Adam rose, he found something or someone from him. Not something, I'm sorry. It's a fatal mistake. That is the same image of our new Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. When he slept, and be sure and be careful that Eve, before committing the sin, her name was woman, because she came from man. But after committing the sin, Adam, it changed her name to be Eve. That means the mother of every living creature. Lord Jesus Christ is our new Adam. When he slept on the cross, from his wound, the new Eve came. The blood and the water, that is the church, the Eucharistia and the water of baptism. And the church now is the new Eve, the mother of every living creature. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field. And she came to the woman, and she said, you will not surely die. For God knows, that's in chapter 3, verse number 4. And be sure, now we are in the midst of the paradise. We have two trees, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge. The serpent, God himself, directed Adam toward the tree of life. But the serpent came and she tried to direct Eve toward the tree of knowledge. The serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eye will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing, knowing the good and evil. When the woman saw the tree was good for food, that it was pleasing to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. Now we can easily understand why the Lord Jesus Christ chose for himself to offer his sacrifice. While he was naked, tomorrow we will read the chapter of the Holy Gospel when the Lord cursed the fig tree just before going to the crucifixion. Why? This is the answer. Because Adam and Eve chose the fig tree to cover their nakedness. And there is nothing to cover us except the Lord himself. When the Lord faced Adam in the paradise, he said to him, because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. Also for Adam and his wife, in verse number 21, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So the cause that the Lord prevented Adam to stay in the paradise, because he did not want Adam to eat from the tree of life and to live in death forever. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, they asked him in the last week about the time of the end of the world many times, and he refused to be a tree of knowledge. But he always wants to be the tree of life. And every one of us, you can decide every time to make anything either a tree of life or a tree of knowledge. You can come to the church to have knowledge, and you can come to the church to receive life. You can read the Bible to have knowledge, and you can read it to receive life. You can have a relationship with God, but to have knowledge. But he wants you not to have knowledge, but to receive life. So the Lord finished his life in the garden because he is second Adam. That represents the first paradise. When we choose by ourselves to disobey God, we were exiled from the paradise and we fall from eternal life to the death. And the Lord closed the paradise. So these flowers remind us with the paradise. And the fire remind us with the cherubim carrying the sword of fire to prevent Adam and Eve to be close to the tree of life. And the Lord Jesus Christ in the garden, he revealed himself as the tree of life. And every day, when Adam was exiled from the paradise and be outside, the Lord came to Jerusalem and he crucified outside Jerusalem. Not to help us to return back to the paradise, but to return back to the heavenly Jerusalem. So the Lord granted us the tree of life. And every liturgy, we are allowed to share God in his life and to enter to the mystery of the Holy Trinity. And I just want to finish with what Saint Paul said to the Church of Corinthians in the first epistle and chapter number 15, verse number 20. If you choose to know God through the tree of life like Adam, you will have the same faith like first Adam. But if you choose to eat, to practice the tree of life, you will receive the life of the second Adam. He said, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. And glory be to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.